For Bible Fellowship to fully serve those involved, you need to do more than just simply possess a Bible. You need to read it. Study the Word of God it contains. Otherwise, during Bible Fellowship, you'll most likely be the one getting lost. And while Bible sales make the Bible the number one best-selling book by far worldwide, stats pertaining to Bible reading, they run a bit counter to the sales popularity. My next guest is leading an effort starting today, which will continue all through this coming week. Nearly 500 well-known people from all parts of our society will be reading the Bible. You can not only watch as these religious leaders, stars, actors, politicians, and others read from the Bible, you can read along with them. With us to discuss how America Reads the Bible came about is the founder of Christians Engaged, Bunny Pounds. How are you today, Bunny?
I'm great, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
This is a fantastic event. We have a couple of links at our homepage, too, AmericaReadsTheBible.com, and to watch along, PureFlixFlix.com, and you can all through the week, and you can find the schedules, who's reading, the passages they'll be reading. It's all at AmericaReadsTheBible.com. Found some stats here. This is from a variety of sources. Around 88% of American households own at least one Bible. However, only 37% of Americans read the Bible at least once a week. So when I see those numbers, Bunny, it makes me think that a little motivation might narrow that gap between those two numbers. And I certainly think that what you are doing with America Reads the Bible is going to be a great deal of motivation.
We believe that too, Chris. What an amazing national moment where we can celebrate that our Constitution has outlasted every constitution in world history. And we wanted to remind the American people that our foundations are found in Scripture. You know, our founders of our nation gave us a gift that we get to elect our representatives, and law, liberty, and justice. The foundations of our country is because of the scriptural understanding that they had when they started this country. So we're so thankful to have 6 cabinet members, 6 governors, 20 members of Congress, Hollywood people like Patricia Heaton and Candace Cameron Bure and Cameron and BJ Arnett and many others reading scripture with us, including farmers, veterans, nurses, chaplain workers. It's really going to be a historic moment as we read, starting today, Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation, and Franklin Graham does a gospel presentation at the end of the book of Revelation.
I wasn't kidding for you listening when I said nearly 500 people. And I have to ask, Bonnie, because I've done radiothons and produced them, hosted them. I was part of telethons, and those were 12, 24-hour programs, and you had to book the talent and get everything lined up. How in the world did you manage to pull this one off?
I have an incredible team. We've been working nonstop for over 14 months. We started recruiting ministries. We have 122 ministries that have helped us financially with marketing and sending readers to participate. And then we went to celebrities and elected officials. And, yeah, it's a massive project and 500 people we have to coordinate with, but God's been faithful, and Jesus is going to be glorified.
And who in the right mind, when they're invited, would say, no, I don't want to read the Bible? I mean, that's, if you want to commit gospel suicide, I guess that's one of the great ways to do it, if that's your choice. But I can't imagine anyone wanting to say no to this. As far as the spark of the idea, take us back to those early days about the formation of what you wanted to do, and how did the foundation get built to make all this happen?
Yeah, I was in the Museum of the Bible 2 years ago, and I just finished a draft of my new book that's coming out May 19 called Stepping Up to Lead, Rebuilding a Nation in the Footsteps of Nehemiah. I have formerly was in government for 16 years running congressional campaigns, and I've always loved Nehemiah's story that he helped rebuild the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days and mobilized the people of God to do that. But I saw Ezra reading the books of Moses in front of the Israelites at the Museum of the Bible, and it just hit me, wow, we need an Ezra moment in this country. We've forgotten who we are, just like ancient Israel. And so I just had this idea, wouldn't it be awesome if our national leaders stood up and were Ezra and proclaimed the word of God out loud to the American people, and that we could waken a whole new generation of Nehemiahs to rebuild our country and to really take ownership and stewardship of our nation for the next 250 years or until Jesus comes back. So that's how it started, and we got to work on it last January, and here we are today.
Former Bunny Pounds, who has assembled this massive effort that will unfold this week starting today. America Reads the Bible. She's also founder of Christians Engaged, AmericaReadsTheBible.com. And you can watch online as well, PureFlixFlix.com. We do have those links over at our homepage, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Do you think, Bunny, because I think we probably have both come across people, they separate the two books of the Bible, the New and the Old Testament. There are people who just devote it, and even some churches, when they hand out small Bibles, it only features the New Testament, maybe the Book of Psalms, which, by the way, that's most read part of the Bible. That's another factoid for the day. But do you think that this effort that you're doing is going to make people more aware that for the New Testament to fully exist, there has to be the understanding of what's foretold and what's taught in the Old Testament?
100%, Chris. It's the whole counsel of God. It's the whole story of God. And if we really want to understand his character, his ways, to understand the whole story, I mean, Jesus was planned from the beginning. He shows up in every book of the Bible. Last night at our opening celebration, Leland sang a song about the Jesus showing up in every book of the Bible, and we preached on the story of God from Genesis to Revelation. People can go back and watch that program, but this is a key point of why we're reading the entire Bible, and we hope and pray that people understand that God calls them into his massive story. This is where you find your identity. This is where you find your destiny. And Jesus planned to redeem the world from the very beginning of Genesis 1.
And it's always fine to read the Bible within yourself, but to hear the Word of God, even the Bible teaches that that's part of the key to understanding how to live the Word of God.
100%. We really want to encourage people to play this in their businesses this week. Play it in your churches. Play it on your phone. Play it in your family rooms. Experience as much of the Bible as you can this week, all the way through Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. But also, this will be archived on PureFlix.com and AmericaReadsTheBible.com. You can go back and watch all of this. It'll be an audio and video Bible on the back end. So, you know, our team, we're going to read the Bible in 84 hours after this event and experience that in 84 days after we get done running this. And so I hope that everybody will experience this in real time, but also in the days ahead.
And with the whole event being archived on PureFlix, that sounds like a great opportunity for someone who is going to be motivated to say, you know what, I want to read the Bible totally in my own study from start to finish, and they could do it in the whatever increment is comfortable for them through the archive that you'll have on PureFlix.
Exactly. That's why we wanted to create this. And again, I think people are going to be inspired when they see leaders that they respect and ordinary Americans, you know, veterans, Indians, you know, ministry leaders, church pastors, teachers, hospice chaplains, all of these people reading scripture. Just know that God wants to speak through you. He wants to use your voice as well.
Talk to the person who, because of whatever happenstance is in the secular world, is having more challenging times than they can handle, and they're hearing this right now. We're talking about what is happening and unfolding with America Reads the Bible this week. They've never owned a Bible. They've never opened a Bible. You know, and there are Bible apps. You don't even need to wait for Amazon to deliver one. You could download a Bible app and find a translation comfortable for your comprehension and growth. But talk to that person who is, let's call them the Bible rookie. What should they be expecting and looking for as they pay attention and become a part of, as at least an observer of America Reads the Bible?
Well, you know, I believe that the Word of God is alive because Jesus is alive. He's a resurrected king. And so every section of Scripture, he speaks through. But I would encourage everybody, yes, grab a Bible, download the Bible app, start in the book of John, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That Word is named Jesus. And I believe what you find in the pages of Scripture is a lot of wisdom. You find a story bigger than your life. You find a God who loves you. You find your identity. You find a God that wants to set you free from your anxieties and depressions, and wants to heal your marriage. And there's just the love of God that you find, the peace of God, the joy of God. and things that are not of this world. And I believe that people are on a search for that, and you'll find that in the pages of the Bible.
Which you could be brought into further and more deep through the event that's starting today, going through this week from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. America Reads the Bible. Follow along, become a part of it at AmericaReadsTheBible.com and watch it at PureFlixFlix.com. Again, from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern. If you're listening through the podcast, adjust the time to your specific time zone, because it will be an experience that you will indeed spiritually, as well as emotionally, and even physically, everything is all connected within ourselves. You will certainly benefit from all that is about to be placed before you through this event. We've been talking with not only the creator, the founder of America Reads the Bible, but the founder of Christians Engaged, Bunny Pounds. Bunny, this is going to have such a resonating effect with so many people that I think even you will be surprised by the strength of the impact that this week is going to have on so many people, which I know have no doubt you will hear from those people. Congratulations of putting this together. Best of success as it goes forward this week, and thanks so much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Chris, for highlighting this. And guys, just know that God wants to speak to you today, and he wants to speak through his word. Thank you, Chris.